to lead into this today, I note that way back when I was a kid, I inherited an old stamp collection from an older relative. And, you know, you're a little kid, you don't know what to do with it. You keep it around. And eventually you look at it. I became curious because some of these were pretty old and some were, you know, maybe a 50s, early 60s vintage. And there were stamps there that showed the monarchs of Liechtenstein and Monaco. And they were referred to as his most serene highness. And I thought, well, boy, that means they're just happy and pleased all the time. Well, I guess if you're Monaco and you got the casino going, you're Liechtenstein, and you're, you know, it's kind of quiet there. Maybe you are pretty serene. That meant not what I thought it meant, okay? Serenity, the idea of being serene. Serenity means something very different to most of us now. It's pretty hard to achieve. Or is it? Let's find out by talking with Dr. John B. this morning. Dr. John Braccio, PhD, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing on the other end of our line. Morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. I do think serenity is hard to obtain, okay? Because it's a condition that you're really kind of tuned out of the world in a positive way. I mean, in terms of all the distractions, mm-hmm. all the things that might be going on. And you're really in this serene, calm, relaxed type of a state. We tend to think of yoga. We tend to think of meditation. We tend to think of hypnosis. We tend to think of deep relaxation. And those are all conduits, if you will, of ways to reach serenity. But it requires certain things. First of all, it requires that you be an appreciative person, okay? You're looking for the positive. You're not playing victim. You're not feeling entitled to things. You're just trying to be appreciative, noting good things. You try to keep your mind uncluttered, at peace, if you will, keeping out negative thoughts, just kind of trying to be in contact with yourself. You practice mental imagery that's peaceful, okay? Create in your mind whatever makes you feel at peace or in the now or in the past. Just a way you're just kind of rolling with life, kind of like a wave hitting the shore and you're just relaxing. You try to live by the do unto others, you have them do unto you, kind of the classic golden rule. You also deal...
Some would call that aimless. I mean, if I'm, wave coming in. How do you differentiate between the two? I know you're getting to that. Okay, go ahead.
Obviously, aimless is a little different. That's someone struggling, running through life, has no idea what they're doing. No, we're talking more about someone during periods of time that they're just relaxing. You've been near the waves, I'm sure.
Sure.
Being from out in Seattle, where you can just—it's almost hypnotic. You can just hear them hitting the beach. I lived in L.A., actually, in Manhattan Beach on the ocean back in the 60s. The waves coming in were just relaxing, and they can put you into that kind of a serene type of a state. Music can do this, too. And also, you want to watch what you're eating, what you're drinking. You want to keep your body in good shape. You want to get sufficient sleep, but you want quiet time. You need times where you can just get in tune with who you are in a positive way. And another thing is being with people that enhance you as a person. And things like gardening, exercising, aromatherapy, music, these are all things that can help you be serene, just relax, and just be able to kind of kick out all the things in life that can be tiring, can be overwhelming, to just have some peace. And people that do this, Dave, I don't know if you've ever gotten to the point where you can utterly exclude and kick everything out. I do a lot of hypnosis, have for years in my office, and just within 30 seconds I can even forget I'm talking to you, just by deep breathing, relaxing, visualizing. And that's part of getting to this serenity where you're really at peace and you're calm. And it's kind of overstated what I mean. People are always talking about, do you want to be serenity, you want to do this, you want to do that, but it's a state, it's a condition. And if you can do it, you can certainly have a peaceful life. But it does talk about getting rid of angers, frustration, and also trying to deal with actually even their serenity prayer itself, whether one necessarily believes in God or is a secular humanist. You know, the whole idea of accepting what you can't change, courage to change the things you can, and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. Because if you can't do that as a starting point in life, you're certainly not going to be able to be going in and just being able to calm yourself, relax. But to me, the waves are always a good one just hitting the shore, just the wind rustling in the trees, just sitting back, you know, just kind of enjoying life, self, and just moving forward in this relaxed kind of a state. And there are many people that can't do that at all. They're always agitated, always going here, going there. They have to have their phone on. They have to have the TV. They have to see somebody. And there's nothing wrong with doing all of those things, but you do need those times where you can just call a timeout and just relax.
I like the way you say that. Yeah, I think you're right. You're right. It's not, and it's not the easiest thing to do. If it was, you'd have millions and millions of people saying, "I feel nothing but perfect serenity today." But I don't think we have that happen lot. So it's difficult to achieve. Is it something though that is to be not only desired, but have you seen people who try to reach this state and work so hard at it that and they feel like they fall short? That they get agitated themselves, and maybe because we're all programmed a little bit differently, aren't we?
Well, I think that is true. The thing in life, we have to try to do within reason the best that we can do. Too often, if you say the best you can do, you're aiming for perfection. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you want to be a serene, be serenity, call it what you will. Hmm. You just need to work at it. Even I happen to light candles that have with gardenia. Okay, I have them in my office, by the way. It's just even the aroma, but the ability to just relax and tune everything out and be at peace. Da 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 da. Do 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 do. Just and every person has to find for them. If you're aiming in the midst of
it's called the morning wake up, Doc. Now be careful with that. You do a little more humming, it's gonna be the morning, you know, you get everybody take a nap. We got people driving right now.
We don't want to do that. But again, in a day too, when a person's at work, you can take 2-3 minute breaks where you just tune out for a period and you just try to get the best of images, best of thoughts, things that are calming, relaxing, the wind in the trees, if you will, some sand blowing, you know, to the side, the sun watching it gradually go down into the lake, which we did see over the weekend in Grand Haven, I might add. So when those are those glorious, wondrous things in life, and those are things we need to aim for and just try to be able to relax. That doesn't mean we're not active, we're not successful, we're not aggressive, we don't push in life, we don't try to do the very best we can. It has nothing to do with that. It just is, there are times that we need serenity. We need serene moments where we can just calm and be relaxed. And I would say, Dave, most people can't do that, or a good share of people can, or they do it, it's just a brief period here and there. And I think people need to be working at trying to get some of that every day. And it's a skill set. It's something that you develop, and once you do it, then it becomes natural, and you wonder why you haven't done it more in the past. But in this fast-paced world where everybody's connected, it's even more critical that we work at being able to get these times that we can just have what I'll call serenity, peace, tranquility, just being able to, as I say, just relax, tune things out.
You know, it all starts with having the doc here with a soothing, calming voice. That's like step one to this, and it really does. I think it helps. It depends on, especially if you're getting a little assistance, who's working with you on it. But boy, something to be desired, but always difficult to attain. The idea of serenity, and always good to talk to you. Now, again, next week we will be visiting on Wednesday, July 5th. So. In advance, I wish you a tremendous Independence Day. Happy birthday, United States of America, wherever that may take you. I know you're normally out there. You look at a parade or go somewhere. But
sure we do.
Yeah, we will see you back here on Wednesday morning, the 5th. Thanks, Doc.
Listen, one last thing. We do on Dr. John B., our website, I do have a deep relaxation, hypnosis, download, no cost or anything for someone who wants to start working on serenity and calmness. But the main thing is find things make you peaceful, happy, and work at them and just relax. So happy holidays to you also and our nation's birthday. That's what we want to celebrate.
Absolutely.
So I'll talk to you on the 5th.
Yep, sounds very good. DrJohnB.com is the website. And so you get the relaxation tape to get to hear more of the doc. And it works pretty well, doesn't it? And then you can also check the podcast out. Plenty of them there from our chats at any time. Always good to have him on. 1320 Morning Wake Up, WILS.